USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After nearly 3 months of unrest, riots, and other violence in Portland, Oregon, Acting DHS Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli says leadership in that city clearly does not want to address the problems, simply because President Trump does want to.
We're dealing with a mayor who hates President Trump more than he loves the people in Portland. And he doesn't care about peace if he thinks he can score cheap political points on the president.
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News. President Trump just tweeted, Portland's Democratic Mayor Ted Wheeler is a joke. Thousands of people in Louisiana still have no power. Days after Hurricane Laura, more than 350,000 people with no electricity. Water systems serving over 150,000 people aren't working either. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The coronavirus has infected more than 25 million people worldwide now as the U.S. closes in on 6 million cases. The U.S. reporting more than 47,000 new ones yesterday, along with nearly 1,000 more fatalities from it. Health experts are warning Americans against gathering for Labor Day activities this upcoming weekend. They say even social get-togethers among relatives, friends, and co-workers could easily spread the virus. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says frontline healthcare workers and first responders are approaching burnout and need some time to rest. Legendary Georgetown basketball coach John Thompson has died at 78. He was the first black coach to win an NCAA championship when he led the Hoyas to victory in 1984. Thompson helped turn the team into a powerhouse. He was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame within a year of his retirement. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's not a huge increase, but a gallon of gasoline costs a bit more since the impacts of Hurricane Laura and an increase in motorists on the road.
The national average has seen the biggest increase in months, posting a 5-cent gain to $2.23, which is the highest level since early March. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
For now, motorists can expect gas prices to inch up as Hurricane Laura issues still push up retail prices before collapsing later this September as demand drops after Labor Day and as cheaper winter gasoline starts to be dispensed September 16th.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Firefighters in Northern California getting a lot of help from cooler weather yesterday as they extended containment lines around two huge wildfires in the San Francisco Bay Area. Some evacuation orders that had been in place for days were lifted. And President Trump's advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is on board for the first El Al Israel Airlines flight to the United Arab Emirates. The flight carrying Kushner and an Israeli delegation flew from Tel Aviv to Abu Dhabi earlier today. Earlier this month, the two nations announced their decision to normalize diplomatic relations. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.